let's get the latest business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Gavin. Enterprise Ireland invested more than €28 million in high-potential startups last year. That's spread across 125 firms, and they'll be on display at Enterprise Ireland's Startup Showcase, which takes place in the Aviva Stadium in Dublin today. Ahead of that, I'm joined by Jenny Melia, who is EI's Divisional Manager of High-Potential Startups. Jenny, what are the types of businesses that are proving the most promising and attracting the most investment at the moment?
So we have a great showcase here today, Adam. We have 500 people attending the showcase this morning, along with those 125 companies. It was very diverse in 2021 across all of the sectors, but I guess some of the sectors that really stood out were the areas of software development, digital health, products for financial services. If I look at some of the companies coming through the digital health, for example, Amnexus is one of the companies based in the Guinness Enterprise Centre in Dublin. They basically have developed a paperless system for caregivers to capture patient data. A massive technical team there, great experience combining AI, speech recognition and mobile technology. So these are very much export-led companies, export-led from the beginning, very often projects coming about from people's either professional experience or their own personal experiences. We have Cubby in Mayo has designed a module for a sensory and therapy booth for children with autism and sensory needs, and that was developed from their own personal experiences for use in the school and commercial environment.
The €28 million invested, it is well down on last year's figures, about €48 million last year. Was there less money there to invest or fewer companies worth investing in?
No, the funding environment has never been better, Adam, and you would have seen yesterday the Elkstone €100 million fund launched with support from Enterprise Ireland through the seed and VC funds. 2020, we would have had a significant investment to support our companies through that initial 12 months of the COVID period, both in terms of helping our existing companies, our existing high-potential startups, to keep their teams together and to stay going, and to inject additional funding into the pre-seed system to ensure that the pre-seed companies could start. And in fact, some of those companies formed our investment pipeline for this year.
About a third of the firms that you backed last year were female-led, so that's a slight improvement on 2020, but there's still a big gap there. Why is there still such a gender imbalance?
Yeah, there's still a big gap there, Adam, and while it's a great, you know, improvement over the 7% that was there in 2012, we'll never be satisfied until we get 50-50 gender balance. There's a mixture of reasons, all interconnected. You know, we have fewer women going through the STEM subjects, sectors, sometimes in terms of where women are setting up their businesses, they aren't always the sectors, I guess, that are most attractive to some of the VCs and the private equity. And then for some women as well, you know, they do talk to us, you know, about their professional networks maybe not being as strong. They may not want to go so fast, so quickly. And look, what we do there then is we have dedicated funding around these female founders. We provide mentoring, coaching supports, peer-to-peer networking.
What about the geographical spread then? How many of this year's class are based outside of Dublin?
Yeah, we have a good geographical spread, Adam, you know, very much aligned with what we saw last year. About just over 51% of the companies are in Dublin, with the balance across the regions. Pretty much split, I think it's fair to say, between the south, southeast, southwest and the northwest. So look, we're delighted to see these projects coming through, and of course very much as well supported by the investment that we've made in the regional infrastructure in recent years through the Regional Enterprise Development Fund.
Okay. Jenny Melia, EI's Divisional Manager of High Potential Startups. Thank you very much for that.